And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. If you're looking for something to do in Washburn this summer, you're in the right place, and it should be obvious. But if you need a reminder, the Big Top Chautauqua season is underway, with its offerings of both national and local acts, particularly those celebrating our region. They range from Lyle Lovett and Judy Collins to the Shawamigan Bay Jazz Collective, and of course the house band, the Blue Canvas Orchestra. Here to talk about it is Gary Shawla, Big Top's Executive Director. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Gary.
Good morning, Robin.
Well, we want to talk about the national acts in a minute, but first tell us about one of the local ones, a tribute to Lake Superior, which is written by longtime performer and director Jan Lee.
Yeah, so this is a classic Blue Canvas Orchestra and a piece by Jan Lee. It really goes into the history and the detail of Lake Superior, how it was brought about, how the indigenous cultures moved around it, and then how the fur traders and others, industrialists, came to be what it is now, the Shawamigan Bay, and all the amazing natural features and historic features of our area. So it's really honors that tradition of the Big Top talking about history and culture, and employing local musicians to really give that story a true local voice.
And you also have someone who truly does know the area. Jan happens to also be the chair of the Bayfield County Board of Supervisors. I'm wondering, do you know if she brings her recording into county board meetings?
I don't know, but she is one accomplished accordion player, so it would be a way to maybe break up some of those tense moments at the council meetings.
Tell us more about the Blue Canvas Orchestra. You've got other longtime performers?
Yeah, we do. You know, Ed Willits has been our musical director for 20-plus years, a celebrated L.A. musician in his time, and his wife is also a beautiful voice and longtime members of the Blue Canvas Orchestra. Ed has led with just grace and dignity and is an amazing, amazing artist. Molly Otis is not in any shows this summer, but again, another national and international accomplished artist who is taking this summer off, but we look forward to having her back and doing some other things.
You mentioned Molly Otis, which gives me the opportunity to make a gratuitous mention of Molly and the Danger Band, because you just have to say their name.
Well, and now it's Molly and the Danger Kids, and
uh-oh.
So... it's really become a fun collaboration between some amazing young artists, all under the age of 14, with experience and the underpinnings that Molly brings. And so we look forward to featuring them throughout the year in many different forms.
Oh, wait, elaborate on that a little bit. Who are these kids under 14, and aren't we supposed to keep them out of danger?
I think they're in pretty good hands with Molly and her crew. So we run a camp during the summer. It's all about teaching kids music and to use different instruments. And Marley Payne and others have gone through this. They're multi-year participants, and they have just really captured our hearts and are becoming really the next wave of musicians that we are looking to feature over the coming years.
Well, let's look at the national ticket. I mentioned Lyle Lovett and Judy Collins as two of those acts. Tell us a bit of what they're up to and who else is on the schedule.
So, yeah, we'll welcome Lyle back again, this time with his big small band. He is always just a joy to be with. You know, we have Billy Bragg, and it's probably a name most people don't know, but he is the Bob Dylan of Great Britain.
Hmm.
We really look forward to hosting him. The Jayhawks and Killer Queen are perennial favorites. The Wallflowers with Bob Dylan's son leading that band, and Devin Allman bringing on the Allman Brothers tradition. So just really great musicians from both national and international genres.
Mm-hmm. We had Devin Allman's band on with us when they appeared a few years ago on their way to setting a world record for performing in 50 concerts in 50 states in 49 days. Do you know how long it took them to recover from that, and are they well-rested enough this year?
They are definitely well-rested, and we look forward to having them, a stunning band and a stunning tribute to their parents. And Devin is creating his own magic in his own lane, and so that's really fun to see.
I think we're on a theme here of the next generation, right, between the Danger Kids and Devin Allman and Jacob Dylan.
We really are. You know, the BCO is an amazing, amazing band. And, you know, the original string band, there was no musicians up here. And they have really changed with the Big Top, the whole music scene in the Shawangan Bay and in the whole North Woods and South Shore. You know, we now have so many generations of great musicians.
What are the quirkiest or most unusual acts this year?
A piece that I'm looking forward to with Judy Collins is the High Kings. If you like Irish Celtic style music, the High Kings are probably one of the best in the world.
Fair and bright for the county I was called upon to lead. Was born and bred with a brazen head by a wild Atlantic sea. From fear we ride and death we stride and face a life of toil. We're marching on where we belong on Ireland's rugged soil.
I wouldn't call it quirky, but it definitely will have you tapping your toes and, you know, bouncing your knee, because they will make you happy.
If someone could only attend one show, which would you recommend? That's not your job, of course. You're supposed to say go to all of them. But
yeah, you know, I think we have a really great and diverse schedule this year. It's a little bit smaller than usual, but we really want to get quality acts and really have people want to come and want to join us. One of the biggest things that I'm looking forward to is our Super Secret Show on September 10th. And if you don't have a ticket, it might be worth a chance to buy ahead before we announce. We are sworn to secrecy until the middle of July. But I think that if you don't get on the bandwagon now, you might be too late.
All right. Well, I'll keep a secret, especially since I don't know. And who knows? You might have somebody like me singing, which you don't want to do.
You or me. It's not going to be me either. That's for sure.
All right. What?
The Robin and Gary trio hits the road. Yes. 50 states in 48 days to break the record held by Devin Allman.
I think we'll stay with the Danger Kids.
Okay.
All right. We've been speaking with Big Top Chautauqua executive producer Gary Shala. We've been talking about the Big Top summer season under the tent in Washburn. Tickets and information are available at bigtop.org. Thank you for joining us, Gary.
Thank you so much, Robin, and thank you for all of you. We look forward to seeing you under the tent this summer.
And if you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.